While the Bush administration has been emphasizing tough diplomacy with Iran, it's also been escalating covert U.S. military actions against the country. That's according to investigative journalist Seymour Hersh, who reveals the details in a new article for the New Yorker magazine titled Preparing the Battlefield.
No matter what we say about diplomacy, carrot and stick, the stick's working pretty hard. The stick's working overtime. This president did escalate the covert war, the secret war inside Iran. We've been doing stuff inside Iran since 05, pretty much, pretty heavily. Looking at the nuclear facilities, collecting intelligence, trying to undermine the regime, et cetera, et cetera. But there was a significant escalation this year. They got a great deal of authorization to spend up to $400 million. That doesn't mean he spent it all yet, but he's got that kind of authorization from one of the secret committees. If anybody saw Charlie Wilson's war, Charlie Wilson was able to generate a lot of money secretly. That's what happens in Congress. And the other major thing is that we've sent in a special task force that operates out of Afghanistan into Iran.
I can tell you flatly that U.S. forces are not operating across the Iraqi border into Iran, in the south or anywhere else.
You're saying that has not happened?
U.S. forces are not operating across the Iran-Iraq border. No.
And I did notice what Ambassador Crocker said about not cross-border, and I have a lot of respect for him, I don't want to challenge him, but the fact is we're inside. We're not necessarily cross-border. We have teams inside Iran, and these include a Joint Special Operation Force, a most elite commando unit, and basically they're guys that go after high-value targets around the world. They capture them or kill them, so it's a significant increase in American potential for damage inside Iran. The end game is that as far as, and I do have some access into some of the thinking, particularly in the Vice President's office, Bush and Cheney do not want to leave Iran in place with a nuclear program. They believe a nuclear weapons program. They simply don't believe the national intelligence estimate that came out late last year that said they haven't done anything in military weapons, nuclear weapons since 03. They just don't believe it. So they believe that their mission is to make sure that before they get out of office next year, either Iran is attacked or it stops its weapons program. I do believe that. I think this is another example of putting an awful lot of pressure on the Iranian government. I don't think we can safely say that any military action is off the table, no matter what happens. I wish I'm going to be wrong about all that. But this is really sort of an amazing development.
Tell me first what your sources say is so dangerous about this.
The president has to give a finding on covert action, any action that's covert. In other words, when CIA goes in someplace, if they get caught, there could be spies. So he has to tell the Congress about it. And the military simply is, the president since 9/11 has decided that anything we do militarily, we don't have to tell anybody in Congress about. That's all preparing the battlefield. That's the title of the piece. And so what Congress gets told is something about CIA operations, and that's why they had a finding, but nothing about what the military is doing on the ground inside Iran. And so the people in the Senate, the House, particularly the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, Charlie Wilson's old subcommittee, we're talking about Congressman Obie, Congressman Murtha, some of the others, are really concerned because they're approving programs about which they don't have the whole story, and they know it, and they don't know what to do about it. And it's a source of enormous tension. The problem is it's also secret. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody can talk about it. It's a world that the White House controls because it's very top secret. A presidential finding that I'm writing about is a document you don't discuss on CNN. If you're the ambassador, you don't talk about it. I understand Senator McConnell was here, and the senators are able to say, those who know can say, I can't talk about it.
Do you know anything about secret ops going into Iran, you all approving hundreds of millions of dollars for that?
Well, I haven't seen Cy Hersh's article and really wouldn't have any comment on that.
Well, you would recall, though, if you had, in fact, agreed to special ops operations into Iran, wouldn't you?
I really wouldn't have any comment on that, Candy, excuse me.
Okay. Can you give me in a nutshell why it's so dangerous? Is it because it could prompt a war with Iran if they were to find these special ops people?
We have special operations people, and they're great people. They're very loyal soldiers. They do what they're told, going around killing people around the world without ambassadors knowing it, without the CIA station chiefs knowing it, without Congress knowing it. If that doesn't sound like, with this president, if that doesn't make people nervous, I don't know what else would. I can just tell you.